3 on Monday nights, we usually take a look around at some of the radioactivity. There's a lot of news this week about radioactivity. Depleted uranium being used by the American military in Syria, so they're beginning to cover Syria with nuclear weapons, residue thereof. Depleted uranium, which is what we did to Iraq, especially Fallujah and many other places. Now, there are reports today from Europe that there are measurements being taken all over Europe of a new deposit from something of essentially iodine-131. That's the nuclide they're getting the most of, apparently, over there. Where it's coming from, probably not Fukushima, probably a plant in Europe. Remember, the French have, 50 plants or something like that, MPPs. This is not good news for Europe. 131 does have a short life, half-life, but it's still not good. Meantime, the news from Japan is the Japanese government is opening, I think it's 12 miles from the Fukushima nuclear-powered plant, the destroyed plant, the Olympic soccer training camp, where there'll be all kinds of training, different teams will come there and all. It's crazy. Yet they're not stopping. They will not stop. No one should go to the Olympics over there. It's far too dangerous. Anyway, Dana Durnford is standing by tonight. Yoshi is traveling. Dana's up in British Columbia. How are you, my friend?
I'm good, Jeff. Thank you. Hi, folks.
Yeah, welcome back. So what's new on your desk? Did you hear about the European issue today?
Yeah, I did. So I was reading it at E&E News. I actually left a comment to tell everybody to come to this stream because I was going to bring it up, but you beat me to it, so that's pretty awesome.
Well, let's go to it. You know more than I, probably. All I know is it was found.
Yeah, they had a major earthquake in Japan on December 28th. There was another one a week before that. It was really high. Now, the one in Japan was a 6.3 on a 7 scale. We talked about it before on the show. But that's a 9.0 in North America. And so this thing was really shallow and it was on land, whereas the original earthquake was way offshore and generated a tsunami, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But still done a lot of damage, right? And so now everything was evacuated in that immediate area. So there was no reports came out. But North America didn't report on that earthquake. And so my take and my predictions at the time was we would see big spikes to stay indoors for the next 3, 4, 5 weeks after that major 9.0 earthquake on land right by Fukushima.
Right,
those buildings are unstable after 6 years due to that Wigner effect from radiation on the material. Mm-hmm. And to the they have all these aftershocks, right, since the original earthquake, which would go on for like 100 years because that was such a big earthquake.
Yes. And that was so a 9.1, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
On Richter.
Originally as a 9.3.
Yeah, whatever. Originally. But, I know they go up geometrically, but this is a big quake.
Yeah. And so the one they had on land was a 6.3 out of a 7 scale, which is a 9.0 on air scale.
Uh-huh.
And so that is, it got buried. North America didn't report on it. And so this is why you were seeing that radiation spike, because the chain reaction is ongoing. Underground is gone into China syndrome on some of those reactor buildings underneath them.
That's right.
And the iodine-131 is the proof, right? Otherwise, they would have come out and demonized whoever they had the opportunity to demonize, right? They got You know, it is interesting because we don't think that they, in order for them to find an extra release, you have to be monitoring what was happening all along to see any kind of increase.
Correct.
Sure. Right. And so we know Fukushima has been releasing it nonstop, but they haven't alluded to that, acknowledged that openly, but there is the media reports on that happening. Now, iodine-131 means something. Yeah, it's really bad news. So iodine-131 is found. They should have been looking, and they were. They would extrapolate uranium, plutonium, americiums, and neptuniums to hot particles by the doses of the iodine. There wasn't mathematical extracting numbers, and so they didn't report that. They didn't report that, but they reported the iodine-131, which is what they always done. Because if you look it up, it's gone in 8 days.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so people become disarmed. Go ahead, Jeff. I'm sorry.
But they don't say anything about the others.
No.
That aren't gone ever. In 8 days or whatever
no.
days.
No, decade after decade, that's it's right. been the same law, yeah.
So what is your bet on this? One of the plants in Europe had an event? Or is this possibly coming from Fukushima?
Yeah, my take is Fukushima. And don't get me wrong, it could be something happening somewhere else.
Yeah.
But because that earthquake was right there on land, I was frantic about it when it happened.
I was too. I thought some of those buildings were going to hit the ground and the spent fuel pools and those dumb Mark I BWRs were going to go, and that was, they'd go fissile and goodbye. That's it.
Well, the interior did, right? On the other ones are gone anyway. The exterior shell is just a shell, and so... We don't well, got this, any recent,
don't we have,
got no recent footage, right?
No, I know, footage no. How many tons of spent fuel assemblies are still in the spent fuel pools in 1 and 2, for example?
Well, there's supposed to be 5 million pounds in each of the buildings, but there's no confirmation that exists anymore.
Right.
And then if you look at the pictures of Unit 3 and 4, that's definitive that those inventories are gone. And a lot of it was dispersed into the upper and lower troposphere and atmosphere and was modeled by different agencies.
Uh-huh.
But Unit 1, where the top part blew off, that was a serious detonation, so there was no way anything survived up there. That would have all been lost. And
you're saying the spent fuel pools then, I've looked at these pictures, and I couldn't see how they were intact. So you think they're long gone, and those fuel assemblies have done what they're doing and probably fell to the bottom and who knows what happened. So you think that they're wrecked. In other words, there aren't intact spent fuel pools 5 stories off the ground in a couple of those reactor buildings.
No, once they lost the power for a couple of hours, they would have started melting down. Within 24 hours, they would have left the building went down to the earth, yeah.
Okay.
That's the facts. Because you're talking about 9,000 degree Fahrenheit temperatures. There's nothing to hold it back. Cement and steel
go right through it. Knife through butter. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Hot knife through butter. Yeah.
And so it's interesting to see him after talking about radiation and talking about the sniffer planes and stuff like this.
Yeah.
So why are they talking about that at all? Is an interesting question. That's all. You know, why are they bringing it up now at the same time as Reactor 2 hit the media with these high numbers? And Reactor 2, we know that inventory was gone a long time ago. They shot the Murons through it. There was no fuel anywhere in the building, right? We know that. But there was all these other examples of why.
So what is puking up the 510 sieverts or whatever it is, and which could go to 10,000 sieverts? Who knows?
Oh, yeah, because this was modeled after a video film, and then they extrapolated the damage to the film as an interpretation of the radiation levels.
Huh.
And so 530 up to 700 sievers, and 5 sievers will kill you. And so these high numbers, there was no way to really, that was just like, they were up to something anyway. They wanted to come out and say it's too dangerous for us to do the work here. Nothing's going to happen. Back off. We can't solve the issues. That was posturing is what this was all about. Mm-hmm. And so the world becomes sympathetic now because the numbers are astronomical. And it's not that Harvard or Yale or Berkeley or Stanford or MIT or any of these institutions or shakers and movers went in there. This was all homeless. This was the destitute and victims of society. There was no heralds. I went and done this. Right. This was the most vulnerable people. And that's all we ever see going in there. And so I think there's an event happened when that earthquake happened. And this is because other countries are freaking out. And this is one of their ways of dealing with it. This is part of a PR firm, public relations, because they're highly involved at this stage for 6 years straight. They're making oodles of money doing it. It's despicable. I mean, we see like Helen Kellicott just on a very popular story, but she got a picture of a fake fuel pole in the story again. And it's just like mind-numbing that we can't have a conversation. Because like the buildings are destroyed, you look at a picture, and then they come, the experts come out and show you this beautiful picture. And it's
I know.
Your brain goes, wait, what? Go ahead.
No, they do. People look at the picture and they feel calm. They say, hey, it looks good in there. It looks like people know what they're doing.
Yeah.
It's a fraud. Total
but
fraud.
Here's the headlines. You can't get in there. You can't get near it. But here's all these people inside the building taking the fuel out. And so it, like, it does not resonate because the gamma shine would go through the buildings, you know, and you're looking at a 300 feet to 300 meter radius of where you're going to get killed if you just happen to be out for a stroll, let alone try to do something. And damage is extraordinary, what's going on there. And people refuse to accept what's really happening is we're exterminating the homeless and the destitute and the immigrants. That's all we're really doing. No one's of any kind of – there's no engineering firms going in there. There's no scaffolding. There's no people in there with cutting torches outside of the homeless. That's it. And so these people make mistakes, and they don't know what they're doing. They're not even aware of the scenario themselves. They're there on day labor. They've been hijacked or hungover. It's really something, and it looks like – you know, we got 10 years maybe on this planet from everything we're reading, the mass die-offs, all the animals are
now
starting.
Let's talk about that for a minute. The first figure was 9 years, 10. We'll call it 10 years. That's fine. Now, what would the scenario be, just in round generalizations, that would bring us to a point that in 10 years, most people in the Northern Hemisphere at least would be dead and dying? What would cause that? Just a continuation of what we're in now in terms of the cycle? Same cycle, day in and day out. Concentration along the West Coast. Concentration all across the U.S. Concentration in the Atlantic now beginning to build. In Europe and all around the Northern Hemisphere.
High numbers, very high numbers. And so that means you're drinking it, eating it, breathing it, washing it, cooking in it. Just going, living and breathing in that environment where the studies on the animals, they only had one mono dispersal inhalations or ingestion. And then they all died within about 5 years. The mammals, like the dogs and that, would all
really?
Die, say, every one of them within 5 years. And say, you know, popular studies I show, like, say, 144 dogs, 95 of them had bone tumors, died of bone tumors within the 5 years. And then the rest of the dogs was divided up between lung tumors and liver tumors.
And what did they dose them with? How did they do it?
Just a single monodispersal dose. It was just a small dose, whereas we're breathing it all the time. We're eating it all the time. We're drinking it all the time. But their lifespan is, say, 35 years. That's a comparison to ours. It would take 35 years if we had the same dose. But we're drinking it, breathing it, eating it, smoking it. And we were getting this mixed oxide fuel, this MOX fuel from the Unit 3 reactor that originally came in all these hot particles in that sulfur. There was this salt water phenomenon. Anybody's not familiar with it out there, where they sprayed the salt water for 40-odd days straight. That's confirmed. And there's this phenomenon of the salt water, the sulfur, creates this peroxide hydrogen-type buckyball. And what that means is like a soccer ball, but it's able to ingest these atoms, think of it in this context where there's 2 million on the head of a needle, but you can't see it. But each one of them is good enough to give you cancer 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, just a single one. And so as you get all of these into your body, sequestering in your muscles, your organs, your bones, your body is under siege now with white blood cells displacing the oxygen molecules, which is, you know, the red blood cells are carrying the nutrition and the oxygen. They get displaced for the white blood cells. And so you feel lethargic and lazy, and your body doesn't perform. Your pH level is way off. You're susceptible to, you know, a few thousand of these autoimmune deficiencies, the illnesses, injuries that will get you before the cancer gets you. But the cancer will come because your body attacks it for decades. That's what the tumor is. It takes a couple of decades of white blood cells suicide against this spot trying to get at it, and then you have a tumor there to try to kind of isolate it. That's what a tumor basically does, is isolate that little section in your body. So a tumor is a really interesting one because it can be contributed to something as that caused the tumor. There's a trigger there that caused the tumor to happen, see? But it took 10, 20, 30 years to manifest.
Sure, sure.
Yeah, and
these,
so...
These internal emitters that are constantly accumulating in people, say, oh, small dose, no problem, wrong. They don't go away. It's like chest x-rays. People don't understand right. that they're bad and you shouldn't get them. No x-rays, if possible. Just stay away from them. But these emitters are going 27 hours a day. They don't slow down. They don't quit. And the body does what it can, but eventually it's going to fail. It just is. And that's the sad part of it. Nothing you can do, really, except bio superfood. That's the only thing I know. Second banner at rents.com. Look at the top. Perfected by Dr. Michael Kiriak for the people around Chernobyl. The four most potent algaes on the planet, which can chelate some of the heavy metal forms of these radioisotopes that get in your system. The only thing I know of. It also builds your immune system tremendously anyhow, but if you're not taking bio superfood, you're really asking for trouble. You should be taking it. I have for 5 years. Wouldn't be without it.
So, Jeff, and that's great, you know, and also, like, water filters, people say, well, Danny, you can't filter it all out of your water. No. But you get some out. And air filters, well, you can't get it all out of your ear, Dina. I said, no, but you can get some of it out. And so getting that's better than nothing.
Get a HEPA filter. Get some of it out. Absolutely.
Yeah, no, you're getting some of it out. How is that a bad thing? Yeah. And why that is the way you have to approach it because that's what you're stuck with. You know, like what's really interesting about this story is that, oh, I was detected, iodine, we'll go back to that one for a moment, was detected in Finland, Poland, the Republic, Czech Republic, Germany, France, Spain. Really? And it didn't show up anywhere else? Really? That's really strange. It didn't show up everywhere else? Like the jet streams are like, oh, we're not going to go anywhere else. We're kind of happy now.
That's That's right.
Got those French people. So they're kind of like, by coming out and carrying the story in that manner, or how do you call it, framing the story that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without the speculation that you're probably going to find it over here now, because if it showed up there, it had to, they don't put any kind of, like, the jet streams carried it here or nothing like that. Oh, just, they found it here and they found it there. See, none of that is journalism or it doesn't give you a chance for your brain to start thinking on its own.
It's lies, Dana. It's called the lie of omission. They omit the parts that are crucial. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird. But what it is, it's educated people can extrapolate a whole lot out of that, right? A whole lot.
You bet.
Yeah. So because you found a little bit over there, maybe we got a whole big dose over here first, right? Yes. Yeah? Right? Because you got the tail end.
It's hilarious.
Of it. That's how it normally works.
There was no mention that I saw of how it got there. They say, well, maybe there was something happening in one of the plants in Europe. Come on. You know, the sad thing is this government and other governments, but especially this one, knows exactly what's going on. They know what the measurements are. They're measuring the air, the water, all the time, the topsoil. They know what's coming across the Pacific Ocean, but they will not talk about it. They know. They've shut down their plants that detect radiation for the public, but they've got their own entire private network of things. They know what's going on.
Right, back in when this happened, in 2011, we seen Hungary, Budapest, we seen Pakistan, Poland, Europe, we seen Australia, Austria, we also seen Hungary, and we seen North America. All these numbers show up of iodine 131, which was the chain reaction, the meltdown that might never stop for the end of time.
Signature element, knew where it came from.
It is, and it means. Yeah,
just criticality like
is going on. Yeah, it's an event. This is a real event. To put it in a perspective, when an atomic bomb goes off, it might consume all kinds of ground if it's close to the ground or whatever the case may be, and ionize and radiate that stuff, and you get these huge numbers showing up.
Mm-hmm.
But a chain reaction is doing it all the time. It's not just like a puff in one-tenth of a millionth of a second. It goes all day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it cannibalizes rocks and steel and rebar, atomizes aerosols, ionizes and radiates and distributes that back into the environment. It looks like smoke or fog, but this is deadly stuff, and it's hasn't stopped. We're talking about multiple reactors along the coastline.
That's
now,
right.
You know, I've been doing a lot of research lately and trying to nail down definitively how long a reactor can survive without water, without getting like circulation.
No, so it's a fully functional reactor. If you shut the power off to the plant and the diesels don't turn on, how long?
Right, it's a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then it melts down.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the plants, 15 of them, along the coastline of Japan, melted down. And then that would mean that they lost their inventories too. And that's why we're seeing
this is interesting. So all of a sudden, Fukushima now exponentially becomes an enormous issue.
Yeah, we don't need a confirmation. We got the pictures of the tsunami stripping out the telephone poles and the ability for the connect power.
You bet.
And so, so we can extrapolate because they're not going to tell us the truth. So now we know it all for sure that we lost at least, say, 14 of the 15. Because they won't come out and tell us the difference. We have to assume the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But we definitely, I would imagine we did. And we lost all the common spent fuel pools. They were swept away by the tsunami. And so now the truth is coming out. Now the truth is like horrible to conceive because just a single melted reactor is catastrophic for the entire planet. How can we be so stupid to have this on our planet? How can we be so gullible and naive? Well, because they lied nonstop for 70 years. The whole industry is predicated, as you know, Jeff, it's like a banana and potato chip routine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're here, because the journalists wouldn't question them. Go ahead.
Yeah. Driven by greed. Greed rules. Money rules. Greed, they don't care. Not one nuclear power plant in America has ever turned a penny profit, by the way. I'm sure many of you know that.
That's right. That's fact, folks. Yeah. That's absolutely fact. Anybody go look it up, you'll see that. And not only that, it consumes so much money after they stop. It takes decades and decades and decades and decades.
Well, it's like Rancho Seco near Sacramento. It's been decommissioned for, I don't know, 20 years or more. And they still have to maintain those spent fuel pools forever, basically.
Right. Yeah. No, that's right, yeah. And you might, minimum is going to be 40 or 50 years. If you just a single load out of a reactor and put it into a pool, that pool, you cannot take it back out of there for about 40 or 50 years and put it anywhere else. So it's inherently
It has to stay under the water. If you try to transmit it or transfer it or move it, you can't.
Minimum before you can start trying to do something else.
Wow.
So it's the stupidest, most threatening thing imaginable.
Yeah.
And they knew all of this. They studied this stuff more than they have all the natural elements in the solar system. They studied nuclear. They killed every animal in every study in every country for 70 years. Every animal has died. Nobody's ever been cured. No animal was ever cured with radiation.
Wow.
And so it's not like they didn't know. It's not like they weren't unaware. It's not like they didn't have research. But yet all the research claims that nobody's ever been hurt or died.
Splitting the atom was the beginning of the current extinction event, which is now beginning to ramp up to levels that you can't ignore anymore. The numbers of animal species, the die-offs are gargantuan, especially in the Pacific Ocean, which Dana has ascertained and proven repeatedly have been annihilated all up and down the coast. Hold on a minute. We'll come right back with Dana Durnford, right after this. Talking with Dana about what's happening in the world. 9 or 10 years, we could all be gone. I can't tell you I can't tell you if it's going to happen or not. I can tell you that all the indicators that something that catastrophic are on the table. They're on the table. They're here. This is not, what if? they're on the table. Will we do anything between now and then? Will somebody whisper in our ear as a species how to transmute some of this massive radiation, like somebody from off planet? It's going to take something like that, I'm afraid.
You better get busy.
Yes,
hey, they just announced they're going to try to put 10 million water pumps up in the Antarctic to pump water up to the top of the that's hilarious. Yeah. Eh? I just cut that like just before we went live.
It's absurd.
I grabbed it all so I can blog later, but I was like, what?
I think they announced that yesterday or the day before. We're going to refreeze the pole. Yeah, the pole.
Yeah. All these little these people that are working in these jobs now, our whole system has been taken over by public relation firms.
Yeah.
And these little scrawny little chicken necks, these little freaks of nature, these little pinheads, these little snowflakes, of whatever you want to call them, these just little degenerate, despicable inbreeds that got the job because they got to cover up their parents' mistakes and their crimes, are still in charge, see? And so we're doomed because we got all these pathetic public relation firms running our universities, our media, our institutions, our government has been completely captured by these lobbyists and public relation firms. And they won't give an inch. They don't care. They'll eat the planet. They'll consume their own children, but they still won't admit that they're wrong or that they made a mistake or that they're twisted and evil and that they're semi-humans. And they're the lower caste of the human species if you're a public relation firm. I'm going to stop because whenever I start talking about them, I get out of control. I really do, man.
When you get out of control, you become a beacon of intensely fierce reality, and we've got to face it. We can't keep hiding, and that's what they want us to do. Keep playing soccer. Never mind 12 miles away is radioactive death. Never mind 520 sieverts 12 miles away. Never mind the plants spewing gas all the time, and never mind. Just play your soccer. Have fun. I mean, you get your cancer in a couple of years.
The last 10 years are going to be fun. 10 years is going to be fun because everybody's going to be headhunting for the next 10 years.
Isn't that the truth?
That's what basically is going to happen is people are going to flip out. Their families are going to flip out on them. They're going to get out it. But
that's why the lid is on everything. That's why we will not be told. And we won't be told anything. Even when people are dropping dead in the streets, they won't tell us.
Yeah, Bill Gates is saying that 10 million or more is going to die in the next little tiny bit over something.
10 million, Bill?
Yeah.
You think you missed a couple digits there.
We all breathed the radiation at the same time. We all sucked it in. So the ones who are eating GMO stuff in their face at fast food joints all day, you're done. You're already done. Nothing you could do to change the game. But the people that were paying attention, like Jeff and other people that were taking care of themselves and doing the best they could and being moderate in the consumption of the scary stuff, will definitely proliferate a lot longer than the other mindless dummies. They're not bad people, but they got sucked into it. And
that's true. When the word does get out, Dana, you're right. It's going to be street violence, civil war, horrors, like a Hollywood movie. Same thing.
It's crazy. It's gone crazy already. Look, people are panicking all over the place right now because they're in the scoop. And the government won't. Like, the government is out looting everything, all the indications, all the mass die-offs. It's just
total cover-up.
Nobody's going to break rank.
No.
And it's common knowledge, though. We have an enormous amount of documentation. I gave up counting after 13,500 headlines, that I covered live stream in the majority of them or connotations of them that creamed each subject.
Uh-huh.
But I gathered that up. Then I just gave up trying to keep up with what I had, and I just kept going, gathering and gathering. But it goes to show you there is so many people have talked about it, but it never got brought back up in context in future stories or when you peek back at it. Nobody said, well, I covered it here and covered it there and showed this and showed that. Nobody does that for some reason. It's the damnest, darnest thing that I've ever saw in journalism. I've lost all faith now.
Well, it's not journalism anymore.
Across the board. Yeah.
It's PR. It's just mind control.
Public relation firm, yeah.
That's all it is.
They can't even do the job they wanted to.
Nope.
It's impossible because everybody wouldn't understand what they wrote. If they actually went out and done journalism, nobody would know what it was. Like, why did he write all that stuff there for? I don't read all that. They would lose their minds. They couldn't deal with it. So you got to put it fluff.
It's true.
I mean, my goodness, like if you go over to Snopes, how are they even, How can people like that look in a mirror each day in their mirror and Snopes. Not like pick up a razor blade and cut their own
Snopes is
wrist?
Another owned and operated mass mind control propaganda mill. That's all it is. Shouldn't be taken seriously. Well, sure, some of the things they say are
now
okay.
It's a truth network.
Pardon me?
They're talking about Fukushima now too, right? They're saying Fukushima is going to slide into the ocean. And so when they talk, what you got to do is figure out how to read between all the lines and what they're actually trying to cover up or what the spin they're trying to keep alive is. It's all about, that whole site is all about covering up every, all these connections, I would imagine, or something. It's the darnest thing of how they become, how did they become the arbiter of truth, you know, or facts or something like that. But it's
you mean Snopes?
Yeah.
Oh, they were set up. This is a Zionist operation. They were set up. They're smart enough to figure out what the demand would be. Let's be the truth arbiters on the internet. The people are going to want that. Well, is it real or is it Memorex? Let's go to Snopes and find out. So we go. So they set it up. It's been, Yoshi has completely eviscerated Snopes in his writings. It's a fraud. It's a complete fraud. It's all controlled. All of it. Everything is controlled now. You've got to understand that. Cradle to grave, you are controlled.
You are so, yeah. Control yourself, or they'll control you, for sure, is common.
And they're teaching people in schools not to control themselves. Don't be proactive. Be reactive. Do what you're told. React to stimuli. That's the message. Workforce training. It's sad. Sad. Very sad. But it's true. And you got to understand it before you can even begin to approach it and try and solve it. Or resolve it, or change it. I don't know. I don't know. It's not a good situation, and it's getting worse. The kids now, first generation, they will not live as long as their parents. First generation, they will not be as smart as their parents. And that's the direction. It's both charts, both graphs going down.
Oh, right across the board, the human species brain count, the brain ability is like flopped. Gone into stroke, heart attack mode. The whole planet right now is we covered that headline last time about the Antarctic heating up.
Like, Arctic or the Antarctic?
The Arctic? I can't remember.
the North Pole.
The North Pole.
Yeah, they're going to try and refreeze it. The Antarctic is a continent. It's landmass.
Right, right.
There's ice on top of it. The Arctic is just ice and water. So they're trying. They're going to try and refreeze it with what? 10 million pumps? You said.
That's just up.
Who's going to fuel the pumps? Little guy with a gas can.
How did the ocean heat up 56 degrees higher than it should be?
Yeah.
When you don't get any sunshine, only just like a few months a year. So.
Well, then they got the methane. They got the methane problem. Remember that?
Won't heat it though. It won't heat it though. See?
No, not until it ignites.
Solar, like Yoshi was implying that it could be, and most likely right, it's the upper atmosphere, ozone has a bad breach in it. And this would most likely be some kind of phenomenon. So you see all these studies going on up there where pollution finds its way up there, and they're able to isolate it because of where, you know, it's an isolated place, right? So they figure they can get the best samples out of those areas of how pollution migrates up there. We known after Fallujah in Iraq, the depleted uranium they used there showed up in the mountains all around the world right away. The radioactive isotopes, the signatures from, I mean, that's a whole different subject, but if you look at the low-level depleted uranium, for anybody's not familiar, it's the stuff that's left over when they're extracting the 235 uranium for a chain reaction.
Uh-huh.
For they take 238 uranium out of the ground, you refine it. It's a huge, incredible, like that whole process, Jeff, you know, they got to dig up a mountain. They got to have all these vehicles and massive moving equipment and
landmass.
Incredible amount of work. To
huge
get
amount of material.
Original raw material out. They got to use harsh chemicals.
Mm-hmm.
So it was originally about 400 train car loads of iron ore and about the same amount of chemicals to get a gram, end up with a gram of uranium-235.
1 gram.
Which was the fission product that they were after.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they're like, that's an incredible amount of work and energy to get this gram. But that gram had 1 million watts. Mm-hmm. And so a million watts is, 3,000 watt heaters. You can get 3,000 watt heaters. Now, a 3,000 watt heater in a room will cook you in no time at all. So 333 of them could be running full steam on just this little thing the size of a mm-hmm. dime mm-hmm. of currency in your pocket is amazing. But look what they had to do to get it.
Yeah.
And so that also has enough atoms in it that 1 gram, when it went through, because it's gone through chain reactions, fission product now, mm-hmm. and there's enough there to give everybody a cancer and kill them in 40 years, say, a 30, 40-year period, and all the animals, too, if you were to distribute out atom by atom into that single gram.
Unreal. Unreal.
But that gram, if you hold it in your hand, would kill you, because it once it went through the chain reaction, because now it's fission product, is different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so everything about it, for all this time, all these precautions, all these billions of dollars for security because it's so dangerous that if you took a couple of pounds of it and hit it down by a subway station where nobody was going to just stand still but everybody was walking past it, you would destroy everybody in that city in a short area of time. But you wouldn't be able to, like something so small as a baseball, because it radiates like sievers out. And you would walk past it, and over the next 2 weeks, you would die, or over the next couple of months or years, you would die of all these different illnesses because you got radiated by this raw piece of fuel. And so right off the bat, it's such a maniacal thing. There's nothing else on the planet that touches it. A coal plant blows up, big whoop. If an oil plant blows up, big whoop. If any kind of energy, like a dam generation plant blew up, big whoop. You fix it, put in a new generator, put some more cement and steel in there, and you're back up and running.
Yeah.
But if a nuclear plant goes down, it's like you got to pass out potassium pills for 50 miles.
Oh,
you got to evacuate out. You got to get all your loved ones to safety, and safety is weird. You don't climb a hill. You can't. There's no safety in a car and driving away.
And nowhere to run, folks.
The plume can chase you.
You got an underground place to go with an NBC filter. Good luck.
How did that become a good idea, and how did that become something that we weren't aware of, and how was it?
This whole thing, I'm going to go back to what you said earlier about splitting the atom in the 1950s and that whole push for public acceptance of atomic energy. Why? If we'd have put our energy into working with hydrogen, for example, hydrogen fuel, splitting water. There are people, Stanley Meyer, who was murdered, could take tap water, put it in like a 1 gallon container, electrified. I forget it's patented. Put it on the back of a dune buggy and go 200 miles. One gallon of tap water, splitting off hydrogen. That's common. That's sensible.
Yeah, the hydrogen is so small, you can't even put it in a tank and contain it. Is the problem. You have to make it as you're using it, basically.
He was doing it, yeah.
Yeah, and some people are like, Nick, look what Nikola Tesla done. We're still using all those patents today. It's like,
well, they
just
went
one
in.
Man.
Remember when
just
he died?
Way back then.
Yeah, he died in his hotel room, and when they went in, all of his papers gone. The government went in there and took them immediately.
And he had the best ideas. But, I mean, we could put windmills on
a hill.
He was
a true humanitarian. He was an amazing man.
If you take a big mountain, I'll just jump back, because I know we're stretched for time now, but if, and Nikola Tesla is the man. Yeah, if we need to go back to whatever he,
right,
whatever he claimed, we need to investigate it and make it happen. But I'm just saying, for the people out there that are always bashing nuclear because they say, well, wind can't replace it. Well, it can. If you put your windmills on a big hill, on a big mountain, mm-hmm. they'll blow 24 hours a day.
Of course they will.
Right? Yeah, but the excuse is, oh, well, wind's no good because it's not blowing all the time, but it is on mountains. And because of Nikola Tesla, we can transport the power wherever we wanted to. It's really straightforward. We've been doing it now for many, many decades, and we got the kinks out of it. We got the equipment now, and it's easy to do. But that's how simple it is. We can replace all the nuclear power plants in a heartbeat with just putting windmills on a mountain. It's doable, see? And we don't have to worry about killing the birds with the windmills anymore because they're pretty well gone because of Fukushima.
Yeah,
and
how so, sadly like, true.
You got to start making mechanical birds and mechanical insects and start seeding the mountains and getting ice to grow up in the mountains. And we'll be fine. We just got to all work together and do our little. Everybody
just
get their
happy.
Little bucket
that's,
of water
just,
and
don't
get
worry,
a push
be
off
happy.
The mountains.
Yeah. It's just really, the whole thing is incredible. It's I like that. It's so we've done it all in 70 years. We've destroyed everything. I'm not sounding negative here, am I?
That's what we done. No, that's what we done. No, that's you gotta say it like it is, unfortunately. And it sounds it sounds bizarre to anybody who's not familiar with the subject. I'm sure anybody's joining this stream and not aware. It's pretty shocking. But we kill the Pacific Ocean, and we're next. We're at the top of the food chain. The whales are emaciated. The ones that we're finding die to starvation. The birds, the mammals, the animals all die to starvation or just completely disappeared. Just like bizarrest thing imaginable. And the insects, you know, along the coastline, gone. So the nursery's gone, and it hasn't stopped, hasn't slowed down. We had those earthquakes just, you know, a month and a half ago, and I can guarantee you, whether that was the stuff we've seen in Europe or not, that stuff came out and went everywhere. And if Europe got it, then we should have got it first. Our numbers would have been really high, just like I had predicted originally.
Right.
Back in December 28 when that happened. No, it's coming down to the point where everybody's going to freak out and want revenge and nobody's going to care anymore. And all they're going to worry about is getting revenge, hopefully, instead of the other just chaos. But I don't want to see that, right? But this is I have nightmares about it all the time.
We need divine intervention or off-planet intervention. We're not going to make it if we don't get it. I don't want to sound melodramatic, but I really believe that. It's too late. It's
yeah,
bad.
Well, like you say, we can't make it because we're not going to be given that opportunity. We won't take the opportunity. We won't make a stand. We won't make Earth's last stand. And anybody that even tries it, they're going to drone strike them or whatever the case may be.
Yep.
Everybody's censored. You know, it's only a handful of people speaking about it. And people like us that try to do anything, they're all over us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from many different countries and many different institutions attacking everything we do in order to try to minimize us because there's not many of us, right? So we're highly targeted individuals.
Yeah. Handful.
Highly targeted individuals. And as she wakes up, they'll still target us because we're the main sources.
That's right.
So, yeah. It's like, and they'll kill themselves, their friends, their families, their loved ones. They won't give it up because they couldn't get a job anywhere else. They couldn't survive anywhere else. Just the only thing they can do, the only thing they covet, is taking away everybody's hopes and dreams because that's what we represent. We're the hope and the dreams of everybody because we're in the know. We're busy. We're active. We're making a difference in people's lives. But we get defeated ourselves because we're not given the opportunity to get this planet rocking.
People just don't understand the amount, the length and breadth, the intensity of the control that has been perfected over the species through the media, electronics, cell phone towers, Gwen towers, the Gwen emergency network, ground wave. Look, it's all done.
Well said.
It's done. And they do it. They own it. They've got targeted individuals now. They have mass mind control using the cell phone tower networks. We are electronic beings first, chemical second.
They're attempting it. Yeah. 100% nonstop. They're jacking it up, ramping it up now, folks. And what Jeff is saying to you is, I'm sure, is just barely touching on the stuff he's already covered.
Yeah.
You've covered it from every angle, I know.
It's too crazy, Dana. Most people just they'll dismiss it. It's too much to track. It's too much to carry around. People can't function. They're being dumbed down. I'm being polite here. People are being dumbed down. The more they stare at that television, the more they stare at their smartphone for messages and texting, the less they're interacting with what we call life. It's not happening.
If I had a million people that would tweet out or Facebook out solutions or troublemakers or lawyers. So if I called out a lawyer and you got a million people tweeting out calling the lawyer just a B word or A word or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's put it this way. If a million people come out and I was a bad person and come out and call me on it. I think the effect on me would be, because not that I'm a bad person, but I'm going to try to play that devil's advocate, that I would be humiliated. I would feel that all my friends now were laughing at me behind my back, blah, 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 blah. And it would take away any thunder that I might have had because I was able to trick everybody. But all of a sudden, I was uncovered as a lying, manipulating, deceptive, deceitful, malicious, blah, blah, blah.
You should have been given a medal for what you did.
I've always, thank you, but I've always had that feeling that if I had a million people to stand tall, mm-hmm. and go to bat each time.
Yes.
We could take these people apart. I would work tirelessly all day, every day to identify mm-hmm. it, mm-hmm. prove it for a fact before I open my mouth. Okay, this one's definitely a shill. Okay, let's come out and burn him at the stake and then have a million people come out and call him out for being a bird brain or whatever. You would humble the majority of them. You would put fear into the rest of them. And you would just take away their little safety net. You would take away that little secure sure. world they live in. Yeah.
They're
you
pacifiers.
Would take away their ability to pretend that they're not going to be held accountable. And you're not really holding them accountable. We're not calling for violence. We're just calling it like it is, calling a person a bird brain. We've seen this done before.
Where
people have been yeah. outed, and then the whole world kind of turned on them, where millions of people come out and humiliated them, attempted to, and it worked.
Well, as long as there are people like you out there, there's hope. As long as there are people that care, there's hope. And we have to concentrate on that. And that's what we're doing, all right? So this latest story, mystery radiation spikes being detected in many countries now, we'll keep watching that for you. We're thinking it may be coming from Fukushima as a result of the earthquake. So we'll see. Dana, thank you. Salute, my friend. You be well. Take care.
Yeah. Hugs everybody.
All right. Good night. Dana Durnford, nuclearproctologist.org is the website. And that's our program tonight. Thanks for being here. We will be back with you tomorrow night. And do it again. Take care.